try and explain this as fast as possible. This isn't metaphysics, this is actual physical reality. When you think about it, because most people don't consider the dimension of time in their lives, because we can, the way we live is to when we see sections of time. Now, you're standing here in front of me with your microphone, but in order to get here, you had to come through that door. So can you point to coming through that door? You know what I mean? In order to get here today, you had to be 10 years old. Can you point to being 10 years old? No, you can't, because in the way that we experience time, we can only see it in memory. We can't actually go there. But think of yourself as the leading edge of you, right? This is you right now, you're moving forward through time. But behind you, there's all these different versions of you going back and back and back. Same for all the guys in here, same for me. I go back through that door. Now imagine you could see that in time. It wouldn't just be a guy with a back and a front. It would be a long trailing thing. Yeah, right. And it contains all of you, and it's got all these arms and all these eyes, and it moves backwards through the door and backwards down the stairs, and it's getting younger all the time. And eventually you get to be 1 year old. Somewhere in time you are right now 1 year old, because if you were not 1 year old, you couldn't be here today. And that 1 year old then disappears up into his mother's womb. Nice. But you're still physical, you're still the same you, except it's getting smaller and smaller, and then it goes in there and that same physical thing divides into an egg cell and a sperm cell. And the egg cell grows out of your mother, so it's still present. Nothing's gone away there, right? The actual physical thing of you has now become an egg in your mother and a sperm cell getting up inside your father. And the same thing happens to your mother and father going back into their mothers and fathers. So you're starting to see this. Take it right back, it's like everybody in the human race goes back to the same human route, and then somewhere along the evolutionary tree we're joined by apes, but it's all still one thing. The tree is the one thing, and the tree is rooted in 3.5 billion years ago in the ocean, which was when the first living cell appeared and started to divide. And as I said in there, the first mitochondrial cell, the DNA cell, is still dividing inside your body right now. It's immortal. Has never died, it never went anywhere, it just keeps dividing and making more copies of itself in all living forms. So what we actually are is this amazing divided single cell, which has grown itself across 3.5 billion years into a gigantic, imagine, I see it in my head like an anemone made out of people and bodies. And so we're the leading edge of the smart part of it, because we can think better than most of the other animals. We've got a kind of way of connecting. Idea of life as an thing existing in time, and there's only this one huge thing that lives on the planet Earth, a huge living entity that feeds on the forests and feeds on itself, and that's us, that's what we really are. Thank you. big scale in the way that we imagine these bodies we're in die and fade and get shriveled and dry and drop dead. But the actual living, the big living thing never dies. It hasn't died yet. It just keeps renewing itself, and we're the cells that allow it to renew itself. And I kind of believe that what we call consciousness, that sense that we can all think and share thoughts, is actually how the big thing thinks.